You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
My stepdaughter owns a Nissan Leaf EV. It's great for short hops around town. She also has a short commute to work. Short being the operative word here because the few times I've driven it, I'm nervously eyeballing how much juice is left because the battery drains pretty quickly. A Canadian survey of 16,000 EV owners revealed range anxiety and lack of charging stations to be their top concerns. If only EVs could charge as you drive. I know there's no such thing as a perpetual motion machine, but what about it, tech heads? Well, that technology is just on the horizon. But it could be a tough fix for a country as big as Canada. In Gothenburg, Sweden, wireless charging is a very real thing, with a taxi fleet employing parking pads which charge up the cabs when they're idle. But for the Holy Grail, we have to go to Tel Aviv, where electric buses are testing an electric roadway. The roads of the future will have magnetic coils buried underground, which transfer power to a receiver pad attached to the car's underbelly. EVs can suck up power as they drive. For dinosaur gas burners, it's just another stretch of pavement. And the Magic Miles coming to Detroit. Michigan State is contributing $1.9 million towards its version, also supported by Ford Motors, DTE Energy, and the City of Detroit. And why not the Motor City? The technology is expected to grow to $827 million by 2027. A great deal of that growth will come from the static variety, like in Sweden, with taxi stands, bus depots, and parking garages becoming wireless chargers. Still, it might be a while before you can drive coast to coast across Canada without stopping to charge. I mean, that's a lot of road to dig up, and I doubt the technology will perform well when the roads are covered in salt and snow. That's like half the year up here in the Great White North. I'm Cal Coat. We're fully charged and loaded up with some mind-blowing new music. Nova Lima is celebrating 20 years of Afro-Peruvian rhythms with a new album and tour. Here's our debut of the title track, La Danza, from World Beat Canada Radio.
Pasado.
Ah. y somos los danzantes. La vida es una danza y somos los danzantes.
Que mon boulot, mon père m'a dit c'est le travail qui libère, ma mère m'a dit c'est le mariage qui rend fier, mon oncle me dit faut pas te faire tant qu'il est chaud, ma soeur me dit la famille est sacrée, mon fils mon âme me fait câlin bisou toujours,
je t'aime maman.
Also brand new, La Maman's de Congo and Robin, a female empowerment from the Democratic Republic of the Congo. as Mpemba, and before that, Nova Lima, with the title track to their forthcoming album. It's called La Danza. Here is Battle of Santiago with Pai Balar on World Beat Canada Radio. Santiago from their third album. That is a group of Canadian and Cuban musicians. Next, some deep equatorial grooves from Bodhisattva and Rise Ashen. It's Universality around the corner on this episode of World Beat Canada Radio. We can't do it without you. Well, it wouldn't be. I'm Cal. Thanks for joining me.
Yes, indeed. blissful journey.
Thank you.
Soul from Brazil by Felipe Pupiri, who goes by the name of Tagua Tagua. That is from an album called Tanto and Pra Tra. Before that, Bodhisattva and Rise Ashen and Universality. It's time for your touch of the familiar, and this is Zeppelin's monster classic as interpreted in a reggae style by Alpha Blondy from Côte d'Ivoire. It's amazing what you can do in a one-drop style. Very convincing. From 2018's Human Race, here's your touch of the familiar, Whole Lot of Love from World Beat Canada Radio.
Come on. Obi Mana, eh, Obi Mana, eh, Obi Mana, eh, Obi Mana, eh.